You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now you can tell. You can tell that, I don't know, whether I am in another world or I'm just too excited. I mean, earlier when I was telling you who I'm speaking to today, I couldn't even speak. So I'm going to try to compose myself because I'm really excited to have the gents here. Listen, some music enters your ears, no? And other music enters your life. And then you have the kind of music that enters your spirits, the kind that rearranges your insides in a way you can't explain, but you can only feel. And tonight, we're not talking charts or streams or even performances. Tonight, we are talking about voices that carry prayer. If you've ever listened to the first song that I played, and I don't know how to say this word because how it's written and how it's said is completely different, but I love the song so much. I was telling people the first time I heard it that you need to lower my casket down to the song. It touched me that much. So if you've ever listened to Hedgecore and felt something in your chest tighten, if you've listened to A Level High and it made you long for more of God than life itself, if Mwambela taught you that gratitude can survive even the worst storms, and if Zano whispered hope when your circumstances were loud, and if life is a miracle ever reminded you to keep believing when it felt easier to give up, then you already know that Radiance a Cappella does not just sing. They minister in harmony. They are not the people who just perform. What they do is escort you into God's presence. They don't chase sound. They do chase spirits. They don't sing from their ego, but they sing from an encounter. And tonight, we're not putting a spotlight on celebrities. We are leaning into the lives of worshipers. We're listening to the stories behind the songs. We are tracing the footprints behind the praise. Zimbabwe gave us the voices. Heaven gave us the sound. And our shapeshifters tonight, none other than Radiance a Cappella. Gentlemen, welcome to Business Sense. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good too. So because it's like a slew of you and I'm just one person, what I would love for you to do is introduce yourself. Tell us which voice group you are a part of or what part you sing and how long you've been in the group, and then we can have our conversation. We can start from Ronald and Luxon and then keep moving like that. Okay. So Roland, we can start with you. Guys, can you hear me? Am I audible? Can you guys hear me? I don't know what's going on. Roland, can you guys hear me? You can't hear me. Okay, maybe it's Safara, unmuted. You can begin.
Yeah, these guys, I think they can't hear you.
Okay.
They're talking about my treadmill. I'm on the treadmill right now. Whilst on the interview, that's what they're talking about. Now they can hear us. So I think they can start, or should I start still?
Please go ahead.
Guys, I'm not going to get tired. You know, this is how the voice is maintained. So I'm Safara Muza. I sing baritone in Radiance a Cappella. And yeah, that's basically it.
How long have you been singing in the group?
When it started.
Okay. I'm going to remind you of something that you might have forgotten. I'm going to tell a bit of a story, but let's hear from everybody first. Ronald?
I'm not scared.
Don't be. Ronald, let's hear from you.
Luxon and Kuda?
Guys, can you hear me? Now I'm so stressed.
Hi.
Hi.
Time for me. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hello.
Unfortunately, Mpuma, I can't hear you. I can only hear Tafara at some
You
point.
Can't hear me?
But I'm Ronald. I sing second tenor and I do some solos in Radiance a Cappella.
Okay.
I joined in 2013. Yes, that's when I joined Radio South Africa.
Okay, I'm getting someone to help us with sound because it's concerning that you guys can't hear me. Hey.
My name is Roland. Unfortunately, I can't hear yet, but I'm Roland and I sing first tenor. Also joined in 2013.
Right.
Hi, Pumi. Just hoping you can hear me. So I'm Naxon Velasi. I sing bass in Radiance. I joined in 2012, one of the founding members. So yes.
Founding member.
Okay. Tsundirai?
Hi, Mpumi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me at least?
Yes, I can hear everyone. I can hear everyone.
Okay.
My name is Tsundirai. Tsundirai Chinyango. I don't know what to say, whether I say I sing first or what. But yeah, I'm like an alumni member, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Lovely, yeah. lovely. I am seeing Obey. Obey, can you hear me? Okay, we might have issues with Obey as well. Nyasha, are you there?
Hi, good evening, Pumi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm okay. My name is Nyasha, and I'm a second tenor and been with the group since 2012.
Lovely to have you. Lovely to have you. So, Safara, because I know that you can hear me, I want to remind you of something that happened about 11 years ago. So,
I'm listening.
11 years ago, that was the first time I met you. That was the first time I saw you. It was in Soweto when the group that your brother sings in, Stand Music, was hosting a concert. I did not know that guys talk so much. You were yapping the whole time.
Some noise. I don't know if it's coming from you, for me.
I think it's coming from Nyasha.
Nyasha, can you mute your mic?
Okay. We've done that.
Then guys, just check your settings on your phone. I fixed my sound problem with settings on your phone. Go to settings.
Okay.
Then choose your audio output. Then choose your audio output.
All right.
On the three dots there. Yeah.
There we go. Okay. While they figure that out, so I was saying, so 11 years ago, your brother's group, Stand, was hosting a concert in Soweto. And there you were, talking endlessly. I was there with my best friend. But something that happened, which is so interesting, is that you made us listen to a song. I don't know if you were working on it or it was just new. And you made us listen to a song. Uh-huh. And you're like, this is going to blow up. The thing I'm a part of is going to be so great. Do you know what that song was?
I'm not sure. Remind me.
And I would know it. And when I heard the group singing, I was just like, what? He meant it. So I want you to talk to me about that time and now. How did that become this that the world now knows as Radiance A Cappella?
So basically, we create together most of the things that we do.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not talking about it blowing up like you're saying. It's like, this is going to be great. Because we've sat down on it, you know, continuously talked about it. And yeah, we just know that Mpumi will love this one, you know, because if everybody loves it,
yeah,
it works out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And I'm going to go to Tsundirai for this question. You know, I've often heard people talk about your music as something healing. They describe it as a healing effect. And I want to know from you, what was broken in you when you introduced or sang the most powerful song in this group? What is a song that touched you the most because it reached the parts of you that were cracked?
Um, Can you just reiterate the question? Do you want me to be the one to choose like the song that I sang? Or when you're saying the most powerful song in the group, what are you referring to?
So what I preface the question with is that when people describe your music and your songs, they often talk about the songs as healing, right? They describe your catalog and your repertoire as healing. And I'm just wondering, because everybody has their thing, right? We all have our moments. We all have the songs that speak to the parts of us that need healing the most. And I'm curious about a time when you sang a song that was healing to others without them realizing that it was actually healing for you. That song meant more to you than to the people who could hear it and who were listening to it.
I think we can just say maybe it's a testimony. I don't know.
Yeah.
We were singing in the park. First time that we're starting to sing, we're singing in the park in Gweru.
Yeah.
So we're just rehearsing. No one was thinking about this becoming a big thing or anything. It was just fun. We're just young guys hanging around.
Yeah.
And so we were singing this song called Stop AIDS. Mm. So there's this part that goes like, you gotta stop. That one. Mm. So the other guy was there in the, I think that your guys, your sound is not working, eh?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Yeah. So there was one guy in the park who was just there watching us. Then he just came to us and he said, "Guys, I like how you're singing. Can we just record?
Yeah.
Can I just record you at the studio?" Mm. So what happened is that we went to his house.
Yeah.
And then we recorded Chengeta Sabata, that song.
Mm.
We didn't rehearse what is on the song. Most of the things that are on the song, we didn't rehearse them because we're supposed to come back the following day to put our parts properly.
Yeah.
You know? So I was just messing around on the microphone. I didn't know that this girl was going to put this thing there. That yera, whatever. That part.
Mm.
We're just messing around in the studio. And then tomorrow we go back wanting to, you know, lay the other parts, and then he says, there's nothing you're going to add on this song. Listen to the song.
Yeah.
You know, the first time that I heard that song, I literally cried.
Oh, man.
Like, it was just touching. Like, I could feel like God is holy, because it's talking about the Sabbath being holy and also saying that God is holy.
Yeah.
And then we go for a concert in Blawayo, and then we are singing. We're just kids. We don't really know much about this music industry.
Yeah.
And then after the concert,
you told me about how you leaked that song.
Oh no.
Tell him for me that you leaked the song.
I need
tell
to
him,
hear the
tell
story.
Tell him for me that you leaked the song.
The song went to the people.
Oh, just went to the people.
Yeah. He leaked the song with excitement. He cried that day, eh? And he leaked the song with excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was he couldn't contain it yet to share it with others.
Mm.
So When we finished the concert, this one guy comes and says, "I have traveled." He was traveling from a faraway place, just to come and see us live, and he was crying. And I was like, "Ah, so this thing that we're just taking for granted, like it's just fun, it's actually doing things to people." That's when I started taking music seriously. Like, it's actually a mission.
Yeah,
you know. So I think maybe for me, that song, every time I started singing it afterwards, I really had to think that I'm talking about someone who's holy.
Ooh.
So I should treat it with reverence, because I'm referring to God being holy. You know the verse that the angels, they're always crying, "Holy, holy, holy."
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that was the moment in my life when I realized that music is actually a tool that we can use to minister and to reach out to many, but above all else, to minister to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much. Ronald, why are you still singing in the group? And I'm asking this because I used to sing with my friends as well. And we sang as kids, right? So I was in a trio. Oh, we sang with my friends. And over time, people grew up. They got married. They just decided, you know, life is pulling us in different directions. But why do you still sing? Why are you still a part of this group? What part of you does Radiance a cappella complete?
So I strongly believe that music ministry is my calling.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that, that there's a time that we went to Botswana, and we met an old elder of ours. Yeah. He used to stay in Zim. So we started to sing when we were kids. I think at around 12 years.
Mm.
So when we started singing, he saw us, you know, part of our journey in music ministry. So years later, fast forward, we meet in Botswana, and he comes to me and he said, "You know what? If you had stopped singing,
yeah,
I think God was going to be very, very angry with you, because your calling was made known to you at a very tender age. You didn't have to go searching like for purpose and all, but it was made known to you at a very young age. So I strongly believe that this is my calling, and this is how I contribute to the kingdom, you know, in music ministry. So this is the reason why I'm raised in South Africa. And I strongly believe that a lot of doors that have opened in my life are because of so I strongly believe that
we've lost your sound there. I don't know if it's me or okay. I think we're good. Nyasha, I want to speak to you in this moment because I hear you are the founder of Radiance A Cappella. Talk to me about why the name Radiance. What were you hoping to communicate to people who interface with you guys? Is Nyasha still in the room? Okay, it doesn't seem like it. When we have him back, we will ask him that question. Oh, Bay, let me come to you. Fame changes people. And I know that when you start singing in a music group, especially in our Adventist community, you become some sort of a celebrity. How do you make sure that the music grows, but the ego doesn't? Or your ego doesn't?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. I think as the group grows, it comes also as a surprise that you have become famous, if I should say.
Okay.
You know, so I will admit, as a group, we experienced that dynamic, and it was a very rocky episode, I should say.
Yeah.
Getting yourself to embrace the fact that there's a lot of people that know you and you don't know them back. You know, it is sometimes when you're in town, you meet someone and they greet you with this excitement and they say your name.
Yeah.
And they expect you to know them back, and and you know, for one reason or another, I mean, you don't know them.
Yes.
And how they receive that response.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not perceived very well because it might be concluded to be pride or something. Mm-hmm. But I'll be honest to say, it's not something that you can say, okay, I'm going to control this.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you then eventually understand that you need to pray for, because with the growth of the group also, there's a big temptation of wanting to be proud and wanting to embrace the fame and the whatever that comes with it. You know, there's a certain level of special treatment that sometimes can be given to of musicians course. That is so unnecessary.
Yeah.
And I should also say it's very crippling most times if we're not prayerful about it. I wish a lot of people would be listening to this and just realize, you know, at the end of the day, we're just people that are trying to do God's business.
Yeah.
So we don't need the special treatment. We're just the same. I'm singing, someone else is praying for the church, somebody else is doing whatever. All the different things that we're contributing to the gospel are equally important.
Mm.
So yeah, it's still something that gets a hold of all of us, if I should say it, in one instance or the other.
Yeah.
But I think the guys have tried sometimes to be humble. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is also something that has allowed us to keep at what we are doing, because we consistently have to remind each other, guys, this is God's business. It's not about us. So when you're out there, when you're on the stage or whatever, it's not about you,
yeah,
but it's about God.
I absolutely love that. And I think I want to throw the same question to Luxon. And I want to do this because this is the base of the group. And I can imagine whenever you go low, the ladies go high. Amen, bass. How do you remain grounded when everybody around you is faffing at your voice? Talk to me about how you are able to keep yourself centered and remember what this is about when literally girls are throwing themselves at you.
Well, that's true, and something that's undeniable. You know, I don't know what is the obsession with SBA ladies and guys. You know, there's just this obsession. But to be honest, I personally, and also as a group, we've always made it a tradition to pray, especially before any show. I do that with the rest of the group, and I do that, you know, on a personal level. I try to not let that whole appreciation and, you know, the screams get to me. You know, it's very easy to, you know, it's a very thin line. Sometimes, I'll be honest, you go on stage and tell yourself, you know, I'm just going to be, you know, in the song, just praising God, and you know, if you don't, you know, really pay attention, at the end of it, you realize, oh my goodness, you know, at some point I might have gotten carried away, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a constant battle. It's something that you continuously need to pray, and it's a spirit of pride, you know, when we are getting that exaltation, you know. No wonder why Lucifer fell, because of, you know, his talent and the exaltation that he got, and, you know, so it's very easy. So I can't say there's a permanent cure to it, but as musicians generally, and not just as a baser, just always have to be very prayerful, which is something that you will find lacking in most musicians, and yet we are the ones who are most exposed, you know, to that kind of temptation, all the ways people can serve in the church.
Yeah.
You know, we serve in different capacities, but you can't deny that certain platforms or, you know, gifts attract this kind of attention and pride, you know, that you can easily get carried away. So I feel like musicians, we really need to be prayerful the most, and, you know, be guardian with the word and stay grounded. And
Your sound went out there for a bit. If you can just correct that, that would be lovely. Because I do want to speak to Roland right now.
Sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you, but it just went faint for a bit. Roland, the question.
Okay.
Yeah, the question that I have for you is, what is the process of, run us through the process of the beginning or the ideation of a song to when we hear it on stage? What does that look like? Are there any clashes when someone says, I don't like how this sounds? Or what does that process look like? Or tell me about a song that was most contested between you guys, and when it reached the stage, you were like, what was all of that about? We shouldn't have thought about that.
Where there's different people, there's also actually differences in opinions.
Yeah.
So it's no different, no different really as a cappella. I'm trying to think of a song that caused a bit of contention.
Well, I know songs that caused that didn't even make it into the album because of that.
I want to hear about those. Those are the ones I want to hear about.
It became an album title at some point. But that because...
if you can just help us with your sound. Luxon sounds louder and better than you do.
Oh, okay.
No, try using this.
Is it better?
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. Okay. So there was a song, I think that was about 5 years ago.
Mm.
We had a song called Infinite Love.
Okay.
So this was supposed to be the album title for the album that we were working on during that time. And we started having more songs coming in.
Yeah.
And then because we had set on Infinite Love being the album title, we now started arguing whether if we should keep it because there were better songs coming in.
Mm.
So it was now an issue of whether we're going to keep it since we had decided that it's the album title, or we cast it away and then we start looking for an album title from scratch, which is what then happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are pretty democratic in the way we operate. So we always get to a place where we vote, and then whatever the majority chooses is what we go with as a team.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I used to sing in a choir until recently, Quaver Vocal Group. And let me tell you, choir was very tiring. You have to practice at home. You rehearse with everybody else. Yeah, it was a lot of work. And when you hear the choir sing, you can tell that people put their heart and soul and might and money and everything into that. And I'm curious to hear, I'll ask you and then I'll move to everybody else. What are the sacrifices that people don't see that you guys have to make for the sound that we hear, but also for the experience and the encounter that we get to have when we listen to your music?
I would say the biggest sacrifice would be time.
Yeah.
Because there was a time when we were not in the same place. I think that's when we worked the hardest. We were staying in separate cities, somewhere in Gweru, somewhere in Chinoy, somewhere in Harare. So we would make sure that we would have boot camps whereby we'll just be in the same place. We'll travel to the same city, which is Harare, and then we'll sacrifice the entire weekend from Friday up to Sunday, singing and rehearsing and practicing. So I believe that's the time when we sort of worked the hardest, and then we developed the sound that we have today. We developed, our voices adjusted to each other's voices, and then we sort of created a blend that we have today. So I think time, it also applies during recording. Because you'll find that most of the guys are working. So we need to work after working hours.
Yeah.
So we can be in studio from 6 up to 12 or 1 a.m.
Sure.
Recording the music.
Yeah.
So time is and then we have to go to work in the morning after sleeping at 2-3. So that's time is what I would say is the greatest sacrifice that we have to. Yeah.
That makes so much sense. And I see Nyasha's back on the line. And Nyasha, the question I have for you is, why Radiance? You could have chosen so many other names. You could have gone in so many other directions, but you chose Radiance. What is the message you were trying to communicate just by the name itself? Nyasha, if you can just unmute. I hope Nyasha's here. Okay, maybe Obey, you can take it, because I don't know if Nyasha is in the room with us. But perhaps you can tell us what the name of the group is meant to convey. What are people supposed to know about you? And what is the message you're trying to land just by the name itself?
Well, I sort of joined the group a couple of months after it was born.
Yeah.
So I found the name already there. But, what I've come to learn is, I think, The name is primarily born from a verse in Hebrews. Mm. I think it should be Hebrews chapter 3, verse 3. A portion of the verse states that the Son of God is the radiance of God's glory.
Yeah.
What that tells us as a group is, if there's any glory that should be given, our idea is to radiate God's glory. Mm. So we try by all means to live up to the name. We have people see God first before they see the faces behind the vocals. I think in summary that's where the name comes from and what the name is supposed to tell to the world.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And when you read that verse, I remembered my other favorite group, A Cappella Company. And they have a song, "The Sun is the Radiance of God's Glory." So that script really resonated with me. And with that in mind, Ronald, who are your inspirations? And I'm going to be shady as I say this. I don't know what it is about male voices in Zimbabwe. And I don't know what it is about you guys, because when there are girls in the groups, it doesn't sound the same. It just doesn't sound the same. So what do you guys have? And I see that Ronald is no longer on the line. But what is it about you guys? What is it about male voices in Zimbabwe that just, you know, I don't know. And maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm the problem. But who are your inspirations? Who do you look up to? And maybe, Luxon, you can take this one while we wait for Ronald to get back on stage. But who are your inspirations? Who are the people that you look up to? Whose sound have you sort of emulated over the years? Ronald?
That was a question. Sorry, I'm having a bit of network issues.
I was saying there's something about male voices in Zim that when the groups have ladies, it just doesn't sound as good. I don't know what it is. It just doesn't sound as good. And I find myself gravitating towards you guys, towards Stan, because it just is a different sound. So I'm wondering, firstly, what is it? What is it that causes an imbalance when you guys start singing with the girls? But also, who are your inspirations? Who are the groups and the people that you've looked up to develop your sound and who you've developed an identity after, so to speak?
Oh, okay. So with Radiance, I think answering the first part of the question, why male groups tend to have a better sound, I think we
that network. That network.
For me, allow me to redeem him.
Yeah.
I think we need to be very cautious about your disclaimer.
this is my personal point of view.
Yeah, we'll keep it at that. Yeah, you know, naturally you realize that sound is born from a place of culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, how music was interpreted in your environment.
Yeah.
And I guess most mixed groups have that inclination towards how the Shonas would sing in their cultural space and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the evolution of the male groups was primarily taking a lot of inspiration from a cappella company. You have your Take Six and maybe your contemporary, not so chatty, Boys to Men, and you know, that kind of modern feel.
Mm.
So I guess that's why you tend to see that difference between the mixed groups and the male groups, because if you take note, most mixed groups that you would know that are from Zim are quite old. So naturally, they have that sound that they have grown to have since that time.
Mm.
And most of these ones are millennial groups. You have your Stand, you have your Radiance, and well, Shao Power is a bit old, but they were trying to have that inclination towards a cappella company and whatnot.
Yeah.
I guess that explains the differences in style.
Yeah,
and we like it. I mean, I'll be honest and also say, we like the differences. It's all right. We'll leave you with your bias. And for the purposes of the platform, we like both sounds.
I know yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I know you know what I'm talking about. So I'll leave you.
I'm not going to agree with you. maybe another time, not on the platform,
okay,
but
it's fine.
On the platform, we like.
It's fine. Yeah. DM me on Instagram and I'll be like, agree with me because you and I both know the truth. It's okay. And Ronald, you were going on and on and on, and you guys want news, and I'm like, I want to hear everything he's saying. So please start
it's
over.
For real.
I promise you. And it was so profound.
Because, what is he talking about? Tinashe's talking.
Because everyone with you was like, and I'm like, this is so good. I need to hear what he's saying. So please start over. What is this powerful thing you were saying?
I thought Ope was the one tripping.
I was actually
defending the mixed group.
We've got the advantage of time.
Okay.
You know? The female groups, like, there's curfew because ladies can't be at home, you know, late.
Mm.
So we practice up until we're satisfied, you know? And I believe that blend comes with the more time you spend together as a group, as a unit, the more, you know, your sound starts to gel and blend comes in.
Yeah.
So guys have got a lot of time to practice. And male groups have got a lot of time to practice compared to female groups. Because most of our practice sessions are during the night.
Yeah.
You know, only the Sunday one, that's when we meet, I think about 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm. Up to 1 p.m. Sure. But the rest of the days, it's evening practice. Of which now, when you're dealing with a mixed group, you really, you know, the time limits, you know, because ladies need to get home on time.
Mm.
So I think male groups have got that advantage, the advantage of time together to practice. Mm. So we can better work on our craft. We can better add everything that we think will make the song sound great.
Yeah.
You know, so I think we've got the time advantage. But we have a lot of mixed groups that are really doing well now in Zim.
Now.
That are coming up. Yes, yes, yes.
Now.
For me, I think you are very savage.
So I think things are changing. Yeah. Things are changing a bit.
And don't you think it's easier for all male voices to blend together, all female voices, you know, just to blend together than when you mix the two? I feel like when you mix male and female voices, you have to work harder to get blend than for all male voices or maybe just an all female, you know, voice. I think it's there's something to that as well.
I actually think the female group works, you know, really hard. I think the sound that comes there might be better than a male,
like a mix.
Can we, this is what I think. I feel like this conversation is going on more.
The most groups with the most harmony are all male groups, in my opinion. Generally, yes.
You know what I'm hearing?
Harmony in all male.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing Mbumi, you are so right, but we love our sisters so much, we are going to defend them.
Mbumi, let's just agree. Yes, we both sounds are great, guys, and we love it like that. Lest we get quoted.
No,
are you on mute?
No, he's not. He's actually speaking.
And we can't.
I'm speaking. I don't know. This is why these guys keep on speaking in that direction. This is unfortunate.
Yeah,
I think these guys need to fix their sound because I can hear them very clearly.
They should fix their sound. Luxon, tell me about a time where you were ready to walk away, but you didn't.
This is getting
interesting. Well, okay. You know, it's not like Radiance is immune to maybe clashes and fights, you know, within the group and whatnot. Mm. You know, we are not, you know, special to say the reason why we have survived for this is about 13 years now.
Mm.
It's because, I mean, we agree, and, you know, we are the best of buddies.
Yeah.
There were times we used to fight a lot, and, you know, some things you take them to heart, you take them personally, and, you know, sometimes the timing is just not the best timing. Maybe you're already going through stuff personally, and you know, and the timing meets. Sometimes you're just ready to walk away. You're just ready to quit.
Yeah.
But you know, at the end of the day, you just have to remember why we are doing this. You know, being there from the start, watching the growth of the group, watching this thing outgrow us, you know, at some point when you're doing it for God, it has to be bigger than you. You know that you get to a point where you have to realize, no, I might have been there at the inception of this thing, but this thing has grown bigger than me. Even if I decide to step away, this thing is going to move on. Like this thing, this trade is going far. You know,
so there's no see what you did stopping, there.
You know. Yes. I'm glad.
And so, talking about talking about plugging. Yeah, so, tell me about the Freedom Tour.
So that's a work in progress. I think I don't know what's the challenge with Nyasha. But yeah, we are planning big things for the Freedom Tour. We are really excited. So we've done the first launch in Harare, the one we did on the 15th of November. The next stop will actually be back home where we started.
Yeah.
So that's the following weekend, on the 6th of December. November. December, not November, my bad. Yes. So we'll be in Gweru, right back where we started. So there's something special about that, you know, it's going to be special, you know. The feeling is going to be different. We haven't been there actually in a long time. We haven't. I don't know when was the last time we sang in Gweru. It must be over 3 years now. It's going to be quite a special homecoming.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, we're going to Mashingo, and then hopefully in 2026. We are taking the Freedom Tour outside the borders of Zimbabwe.
South Africa. So,
Botswana, one of our favorite countries, we'll be going there.
And Namibia.
Namibia, Zambia, UK. You know, there's something is in the pipeline. So we are really excited to move with this Freedom Tour. We can't wait, you know, for people to experience it live.
Mm.
You know, just, you know, it's different. You know, watching it live on Facebook, you know, it's a different feeling when you just, and we can't wait to just
bring that to, you know, our fans all over the world, you know, different people, different places. And yeah, it's going to be something amazing.
Oh, I love that. Tana Rowland, what is the freedom you guys are presenting us with? What is the freedom we are meant to walk away from the experience having?
That's a very good question. It's the freedom that we find in Christ.
Mm.
It's the freedom that we realize once we make a decision to leave self behind, to surrender to Christ and be all about Jesus. It's the freedom from depression and anxiety, you know, knowing that, you know what Christ says, be not anxious about anything, you know. It's the freedom from sin that we find, the righteousness that we find in Christ by faith and through Christ by faith. It's freedom from all the things that the devil throws at us.
Mm.
It's the freedom that we find when hiding in Christ, all the chains that are broken once we... You know, the Bible says when the Son of Man frees you, you are free indeed. So that is the freedom that we are hoping that the audiences will leave with, will take home with. And if that happens, then we will know that this project has fulfilled its purpose, you know. That is why we are here. That is why in this season that we are in, we are preaching freedom in Christ.
Ah, so good. And Safara, I'm happy that you came for my second last question, because it would be so remiss of me to walk away from this conversation and not talk about my favorite song of all. I remember I was feeling so sad one day and my friend said, "Did you listen to your song today?" Because they know that once I listen to the song, my soul is set free. I love it so much. Talk to me about, and I don't know how to say this word. I'm a Zulu girl, okay? I don't know how to pronounce it, but I love it so much. So don't judge me, okay? Pedgo? Roundabout, right? I remember watching the video on YouTube and someone made a comment and said, "This song on a rainy day, trust me." And I was like, OMG, I know exactly what they're talking about. I don't know what it is about that song. I did say in the beginning of the interview that I told my family and my friends, when I die, lower my caskets with the song. The sad thing is that every time you hear me, that is a picture you will have in mind. But it brings me so much sorrow and so much comfort. And I'm speaking to you about it because I know that you composed it. What was going through your mind when you wrote that song? And when you heard it, what did that confirm for you about what you had in your mind?
To be honest, that time, I was actually going through a lot. If I'm to go deep, I'd just quit my job. And I had a pregnant wife at home.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I had a pregnant... I don't even think the guys know this, but yeah. I had a pregnant wife at home. I quit my job. I was like, God, yeah, take the wheel, you know?
Yeah.
I'm done, you know? 7 months without getting paid and stuff like that. You know that type of situation, but you're like, look, let God lead. And it was actually part of my happiest time, you know, being home, seeing your kid, you know, growing in the tummy. So I was like, look, this is bringing me closer to God. I would love to stay here, you know. I think that was my most spiritual time, you know, having a wife who's a PK, you know. It was my most spiritual time because everything was leading back to God. And I won't lie to you. That's what the song was about in my personal experience.
Yeah. Wow, I love it so much. And I'm going to play the song when the interview ends, because I just can't get enough of it. But guys, tell me, what is, when you look back, and this is our last question, and I'd like everyone to give a response. When you look back at the end of your life, what do you want this period or this era of your life with Radiance a Cappella to have meant to you and to the rest of the world? So what is the legacy that you are individually building? And I know this is God's work, it's God's group, I know that. But what is the thing that you hope to leave the world with through this container of Radiance A Cappella? And what do you hope to have gotten from it at the end of your life? We can start with the three Hebrew boys there.
Well done. You got them over there. Well, oh, babe, we've got a new nickname.
All right. Okay. That's a very deep question.
Yeah.
Personally, the legacy that I just want to leave behind with Radiance, at the end of it all, I just want to have given it my all.
Yeah.
You know, I want to serve up until I am content that, you know, when this thing is done, I have emptied my quiver. I no longer have any arrows to shoot.
Yeah.
You know, I gave it everything that I have.
Mm.
And yeah, hoping in the process, you know, it does unlock more and more other spiritual gifts, other callings that I discovered through this. That is the legacy. Anyone who looks back during this time, you know, we really gave it our best shot. We really left everything on the altar, and you know, we have no regrets. Mm. Walking away or hanging up our boots. You know, really. Did give it our all, you yeah. know, with that spirit of excellence and, you know, creativity and everything, having fun, serving God, you know, that's how I would want to be remembered, surely.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Just like Laxon, I want, at the end, I would have wanted to place a mark on the world, to really do the most for the kingdom.
Mm.
I want to produce high quality, good music that'll change people's hearts, you know? And I also really want to inspire generations to come, you know, especially from Africa. I just want Africans to put a mark on the world for God, in the way we sing, to bring out who we really are, and unapologetically, you know, and really, really put a dent on the world and really put damage in the devil's kingdom for God.
Yeah. That's powerful. And it sounds like you've put a target on your back, so good luck. Good luck.
I would say to produce music that is authentic.
Ooh.
that really speaks to someone, you know. It may not be a grand song, a very big song, but music that really connects, you know, resonates with the listener. Mm. And we're fortunate enough that it happens to be gospel, where we are preaching the word. So whatever the way that we are packaging this gospel, we would want it to be really good music, you know. Music that is sweet to listen to, music that pierces their heart, you know, when you're listening to it, really good music. And would want to produce music that is listened to by all races. Anyone can listen to it. It's authentic, it's African, but anyone can listen to it and say that this is a very good song, this is a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
And that carrying the word of God, I think that would be a very powerful tool.
Yeah, oh, absolutely love it. Mr. Musa?
Well, for me, For me, I won't be on the, you know, just the gospel side. Yeah, I personally, my dream is to have an impact both on the financial side, like Radiant in itself, each member, to have an impact to orphanages, to have an impact like financially, to actually grow because of the brand, and actually have a bigger impact than just music.
Yeah,
you know how most people don't actually talk about this side. You know that, Pumia. You know, in South Africa, people don't talk about the financial side because it's not Christian. But yep. The brand does actually draw certain energies towards you. You know, and then that's Jesus working. And when Jesus works like that, you would love to give back.
Yeah.
You know, not just in music or building the brand. Let's say the brand has gotten and we've exhausted everything. I want Radiance to be, you know, people who can actually go like, look, we want to have, you know, a show to fundraise for an orphanage in South Africa. And we just go like, look, how much is it going for? $12,000, right? I'll put 2,000 there. I'll put five. That's my dream. That's my dream. That's the impact that I want to have, not just in music, but in actually changing lives. You know, where you can have a soup concert whereby you're in town and you just put your truck over there and you're doing gospel music and, you know, people, the street kids over there having something to eat on that day. You know, that real big impact.
Yeah.
I know our music and we can do it without the financial side, but without, I want us to have that financial side so that we can do a holistic ministry. So that's my dream.
So, so good. Obey, we'll wrap up with you. Take it home.
I like it when I wrap up things.
Right? Oh, okay.
I wish for my dream for this whole ministry is for people to have an idea of what life looks like when you serve Christ.
Ooh, okay.
I think the guys who agree with me, or if you check our socials, you'll see a lot of change that we have experienced, even physically. When you look at our pictures from when the group started and when you look at now, or when you look at us now,
yeah,
there's a lot of testimony right from our physical appearance to what we have become, to tell the world that there's a lot that God can do for you when you put your time into his business.
Yeah.
I'll be honest to tell you, we've experienced a lot of testimonies in the group from the time when the group started to where we are at now. I can tell you for a fact, even as we proceed to be wherever God takes us,
yeah,
that when you put your time to God's business, God puts his time also onto yours.
Mm.
And I'm hoping that Radiance becomes an example of sorts in our personal lives, in our lives as a group, even from the growth that the music gets to have. If you listen to our first album and if you listen to our album now,
yeah,
to tell the world that there's a lot that God can do for you when you give your life into mission.
Mm.
And yeah, that's really my hope. I want to maybe come back to this platform some other time, some years to come. And you are introducing us as Radiance Philanthropists, you know, and there's a lot to give outside just music. People are hungry, people are like, you know what Tafara was saying. There are a lot of needs that people have beyond just hearing about Christ. People want to see Christ. And the first place that they're going to look for Christ is when they look at you. If they can't find Christ in you, if they're going to see poverty in us, then we can't present a Christ that gives.
I don't want that Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm hoping that as we grow, as the group grows as well, there's a lot that people can see,
yeah,
more than they hear in our music, that they, yeah, can literally see that, you know, Christ is present and these guys have given their time to Christ and Christ is also given back. I'm also saying this to also challenge Christ, because I know he's listening, that, you know, as a lot of people in the ministry are giving their time to Christ,
yeah,
it should also be seen in the work and the spaces that they find themselves in, that Christ is also giving a lot of time into their business as well.
Yeah, absolutely love that. We are over time, and that doesn't normally happen on the show, But I mean, it's you guys. You know, yeah. You know, you already know that I have a bias towards you guys. But you know what? I wanna wrap up by saying, and I don't know how you guys will receive this, but I please receive it with the purest hearts, because that's where it's coming from. Male groups in the Adventist Church have got a very bad rep for a number of reasons, and I don't think I need to get into them, because you guys are a male group, and so you know what the chatter is. And having had this conversation with you, for me, was very refreshing, because I heard so much genuineness. I heard a lot of surrender and a lot of Christ-centeredness, and I hope that none of that was a show or none of that was a facade. So my desire for you is that you really change the face of Adventist male groups, and you become the representation of what genuine, God-seeking, music-loving, excellent music-producing men in the church, men in society can be and are, and that God recognizes that, and that he blesses you individually, and he blesses even the dream and the goal that is Radiance A Cappella. So thank you for gracing us with your time. I know we had a lot of drop-ins and drop-offs and all of that, but what was meant to be in this conversation was in this conversation. And everything that has come out was supposed to come out. So thank you guys for your time. Thank you for your heart.
I've got a question
thank
for you before you go.
Eh? I'm listening.
I've got a question.
What is the question?
Yes. As you're thanking us for our hearts, we've got a question for you. I'm sure all of the guys. What's your favorite song on the new album as somebody with bias? Nah.
Tell us about the new album. I saw on Instagram that it came out. Tell us about the new album and I'll go listen. I promise.
You promise, right? So let's just do this. Just go and listen to it. It's called Freedom.
Yes.
It's on all platforms. I know you use an iPhone, 17,
No.
Yeah. You just go on iTunes and Spotify.
Yeah.
Listen to it. And then most probably you might have a new favorite.
Okay.
You might have a new favorite from that one.
Okay.
I'm sure you've already found it by now.
I have.
It's called Freedom.
It's called Freedom.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you guys. I've got it.
You see, Luxon is actually wearing the cap.
It.
So, yeah.
And I'll listen on my way home. Thank you so much, guys. Loved having this conversation with you. And I'm going to stalk you. Going to stalk you for the rest of your lives. Cheers, guys.
All right. Good night.
Cheers.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.